55 degrees at exactly 6 o'clock. And the 105th annual Minnesota State Fair means 10 days of fun and excitement. And this year, the fair, of course, it's bigger and better than ever. And I've been asked by the good folks at Minneapolis Moline to extend an invitation to you to visit them. They'll have a friendly welcome for you up on Machinery Hill, along with a display of new big MM equipment you won't want to miss. It's built to give you more hours of power, more years of work, made in Minnesota to meet the growing needs of Minnesota farmers. Something new has been added to the Big MM exhibit this year, a recruitment booth. Big MM is looking for fellow Minnesotans to help build the equipment you see on fine farms all over the state. For more information, see the Big MM recruitment man. So while you're at the fair, visit Minneapolis Moline Country. Equipment that's built for those who farm big. From studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830-WCCO. Well, Maynard, we won't have the theme this morning because neither of us will be able to get up into that range anyway.
What you're saying is that this is a bit of rationalization covering the fact that you haven't got the theme.
That's the thing, yes.
Mm-hmm. As I say, sometimes I wonder whether I'm getting smarter as I am getting older or whether I'm just getting older. And it's a disconcerting feeling.
Well, would you like to sing the theme, but way down? Don't start too high.
Way down?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on, and good morning, good morning to you.
I like that. Sound like a loon.
Yeah. I can only do it when I have a cold, too.
Is that right?
Top of the morning. This is the Top of the Morning Show for Friday, August 26, 1966. Sunrise at 6:27. Sunset at 8:01. Last year it hit 80 on this date and down to 57. Today it's going up to 88. In 1948, went up to 94. In 1964, down to 44. And this is the Top of the Morning Show starring Maynard Speetz.
And Roger Erickson.
And here's the former who says...
Man and his wife sitting at the breakfast table. And the wife remarks, it looks like rain. The husband says, well, it smells like coffee anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Maynard. Don't make me laugh today. I have to cough.
I was born about 4,000 years ago, and there's nothing in this world I do not know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses play and ring around the roses, and I licked the man who says it isn't so. I'm a tall, tall teller, a tall, tall tale, and I live in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, tall, tall teller of tall tales. It's 5 minutes past six, CCO temp 55. Your Twin City General Tire Specialist says, shop General's best pre-Labor Day buys. Get Jet Air 2 tires. Now, they're the top of the General Jet Set. Sizes 775-14 or 775-15 for Ford, Plymouth, or Chevy. Black wall tubeless are only $26.95 plus $2.20 federal excise tax, state and or local taxes extra. Jet Air 2s are General's best jet yet. The most wanted safety features have been built in for your protection. Built with four plies of Nygen, General's patented processed nylon cord to provide General's maximum blowout protection. So have a happy holiday, but remember, safety never takes a holiday. To be sure, be safe, get Jet Air 2 tires. The safe tires with twin treads of tough Duragon tread rubber for sure stopping power. No money down, easy monthly payments at your Twin City General Tire Service stores. In Minneapolis at 1100 Harmon Place, in St. Paul at the big new store at East 7th and Lafayette, and in Highland at Snelling and Randolph. 6 past 6, CCO temp 55, CCO on the go to the State Fair this afternoon at 12:45. Maynard Speetz will be at Studio 7. Then tomorrow morning we begin broadcasting every day at the fair. Be on hand for the best of Boone and Erickson at 10 o'clock. Also included in that will be special reports from the biggest social event of the year, the big wedding. Robert Humphrey and Donna Erickson. Gee, a name like Erickson, I still wasn't invited. She probably is some relative of mine. I don't know.
Is that right?
I would think so, yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun sometimes. I don't know whether you've ever done this or not. I had an uncle who ran down the family tree.
Mm-hmm.
He had no children, and during the summertime, he'd go around and dig through all of the old musty records and courthouses and so on. The early species apparently landed in Pennsylvania and Virginia, along in this area. And he found one man who was president of Williams and Mary's College, and there were a lot of ministers and teachers and family tree. And he sent everyone a wheel, you know, starting with old Conrad Spies, one of three Spies brothers that came here. They don't know exactly when, but Conrad Spies, from whom I'm descended, got remarried in this country in 1784, so he was here sometime before that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun to go through and see the various names. There was a Merry Christmas Spies, believe it or not.
A Merry Christmas Spies?
Yeah, that was her name, Merry Christmas. And, you know, a lot of interesting things about it. And then one summer he got down into the hills of Kentucky, tracing down one branch of the family, run into a bunch of moonshiners, and he gave up the whole project. Wouldn't even talk about it anymore.
That was the interesting wing.
I laughed about Uncle Gene and his project, you know.
That was the interesting wing. Say, Howard Viking returns to the Viking Show this morning. He'll be here a little over half an hour with Chucklewagon, returning from the triumphant tour of New York.
I won't seem like much to him now.
No. Welcome back to one of the affiliates, Howard. Say, we should tell Howard that... we hate the report. I hope you brought some tapes, Howard. We didn't get a chance to hear you. One day, there was a local news conference that cut him out.
Right.
Next day, we were off the air because of a power failure. And then what happened the other day? Anyway, we haven't heard you yet, Howard. I hope you brought some tapes. We'd like to see what it's like. We thought we'd worry him a little bit. No, they were all on and...
Kind of like the little girl that said to her... friend at the next desk, she says, "Why so sad?" She said, "I got engaged yesterday." Well, she said, "That shouldn't make you sad." She says, "No, but it was for the 13th time." We don't want to worry Howard at all.
Laughing is hard when you have a cold, you know that?
Well, this is true. Even talking is hard when you have a cold.
Oh, boy, especially laughing. It seems to get something right down there. But anyway, Howard is back. He recorded today's... Godfrey Show yesterday afternoon. We told him, "Howard, come on back. You got to be here for the state fair." He says, "Oh, I'll record the show then."
Oh, okay.
Call everybody in special.
Right, sure.
It's now 6:10, CCO temps 55.
Discovered at the races. Discovered at the theater. Discovered everywhere. The new longer length of filter-tipped Pall-Mall. You get that same famous length of fine Pall-Mall tobaccos, the finest quality money can buy, and a filter tip for a taste that challenges comparison. Unmistakably Pall-Mall. Now filter cigarette smokers can say,
"I know what I like, and I like the taste of Pall-Mall Gold. That luxury lace I like. That Pall-Mall taste
I like.
I know what I like, and I like the taste of Pall-Mall Gold."
Discover the long filter cigarette that's long on flavor. Filter-tipped Pall-Mall in the distinctive gold pack. Outstanding. And they are mild.
And it's 11 minutes past 6. CCO temp 55, a high today of 88. Twins did not play last night. Baltimore and Cleveland played again. Cleveland almost did it again with Baltimore, but this time it went to 11 innings, and Baltimore pulled it out. 4-3. Baltimore 4, Cleveland 3. Detroit over the White Sox, 8-0. Danny McClain tossed a two-hitter. California beat the Yankees, 5-1. I always think it's funny, you know, when the sports is right, tossed a two-hitter. I find myself using that now.
You pick up the terminology as you go along.
Pitchers hardly toss.
You couldn't very well describe it that way.
Almost throw their arms out of joint, you know.
A hurled a two-hitter. I kind of like that as a better
word. Oh, that's beautiful, huh?
Yeah. Hurled a two-hitter.
Very good. Boston swept a doubleheader from Kansas City 8-6, 4-1. Completed turnaround from the night before when Kansas City swept a doubleheader from Boston. In the topsy-turvy National League pennant race, a new leader. The San Francisco Giants assumed a half-game lead last night by not playing. The Giants were able to take over the top spot when Philadelphia knocked off Pittsburgh 4-1 behind the pitching of Jim Bunning. Bunning racked up his 14th win of the season and fourth against the Pirates. Now, here's Jim Bunning, who was in the American League, and he's having no trouble in the National League. And they talk about how great the National League is.
Yeah, it's the same pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Sure, kind of does. And the only other National League contest, the Chicago Cubs, edged the New York Mets 3-2. And there you are. Twins will play tonight at 8 o'clock, 7:50 broadcast time with the Sam Mealy Show. That's at Chicago. All that will be preceded by a football game, the Vikings and the Washington Redskins. That's being played at Cleveland as part of that big Art Modell doubleheader there, Cleveland Municipal Stadium. And that's going to be 5:30, actually 5:20 with the Norm Van Brocklin Show. So it's a full evening of sports here on good old CCO. Speaking of sports, Doug Sanders has a short backswing, you know. So they were asking him about it.
Yeah.
So why do you have that short backswing? He says, well, I began playing golf with my boss's clubs. And he might have come back any minute, so I didn't have time to swing the club very far.
Oh, come now.
Oh, if only I could keep from laughing at you. All right. Pardon me. Say, did you know you save twice when you save gift house stamps? You save once for yourself and once for your group. That's right. Every gift house stamp does double duty when you had your church, school, or civic organization registered in the gift house group savings plan. Any nonprofit organization is eligible. Your filled gift house saver books are redeemable for valuable gifts for yourself, plus each filled saver book also earns a group savings certificate. The certificates can be used to get new furniture for your club room, new athletic equipment, a new movie projector. Almost any item, large or small, is available. And remember, it's a bonus because you still receive full credit for your saver books on gifts of your own choosing. To register your group, simply write Gift House Stamps, Group Savings Department, 114 North 3rd Street, Minneapolis. That's Gift House Stamps, 114 North 3rd Street, Minneapolis. Start saving twice. Register your group now. Well, we tested out the old Studio 7 yesterday, and it's working fine. Preview show last night.
Back in business again?
Maynard broadcasting at 12:45 today, and of course Studio 7, that is our broadcast studio at the State Fair.
We're giving away 100 radios again this year for those who come in and register.
You know, we always assume that, well, people just know where we are, but there are a lot of people who don't get to the fair every year, and we'll be coming this year. We're right down from the old mill, you can't miss us, on the same street toward the grandstand there.
There's a tremendous changeover. I mean, if you think about the 4-H club members, for example, between the 4-H and the FFA, there'll be some 3,500 youngsters coming into the fair, and many of them for the first time this year, so we just can't assume that they know where we're located. It's just down the street from the old mill, so it's convenient and handy.
That's right. And we don't just get out there and do a little broadcast now and then on tape recording and bring it back. We're out there live. And we're out there most of the day. As a matter of fact, we'll be out there broadcasting every day right after the Howard Viking Show. From then on, the whole broadcast day will be out there until,
about 9 o'clock at night.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll be out there for almost 12 hours with continuous broadcasting right from our studio at the State Fair. We'll also have cold spring water on hand.
Right. And this isn't something you can find just everywhere.
No, and that'll come in handy with the little warmer weather we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
88 today, 92 tomorrow.
92 tomorrow.
Yep. Not very humid, though, they say.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah.
At South St. Paul this morning, they're expecting 2,500 cattle, 400 calves, 4,000 hogs, and 800 sheep. In Chicago, 5,000 cattle, 4,000 hogs, and 300 sheep. Did I tell you about this fellow who was brought up in front of the judge?
No, Maynard. Tell me about the fellow who was brought up in front of the judge.
He said, well, He said, you say that you didn't hear the policeman's whistle. He said, are you a little deaf? He said, yes. Well, he says you'll get your hearing in the morning. What was this story you pulled about the Sultan?
Huh?
Ordered 7 for the morning?
No, Maynard.
Left a call for 7.
Yeah, I left a call for 7 in the morning. Yes.
I wanted to get it straight.
Yes.
Tell it to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. It's 17 minutes past 6. CCO temperature is 55. Say, life today is made for women, not men, right? Let's face it, when he's born, people ask about the mother.
Right.
When he's married, his wife gets all the presents.
Right.
When he dies, who goes to Florida on the insurance money? Right?
There's something to that.
Right. 17 past 6, CCO temp 55.
And when they write the words about the wedding and describe it as Barbara Beerhalter is going to do, what do they talk about?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about what the bride wore.
Yes. They never say, well, the groom is wearing a lovely pair of pants and...
You know.
That's true.
The groom is just... Somebody assumes that he's there.
Yeah.
Somewhere. He gets about a two-line mention or something in a 40-page story or 40-line story.
Say, which brings up the big wedding tomorrow. Robert Humphrey, the vice president's son, and Miss Donna Erickson will marry tomorrow morning at St. Olaf's Church in Minneapolis, and our lovely news lady, Barbara Beerhalter, will be at St. Olaf's reporting to you Saturday morning.
I thought it was nice of Hubert to let... LBJ go first.
To let it, yes. I never thought of that.
These things, you know, have to be arranged so that...
Yes, protocol.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you kind of keep up with the Joneses. And like it's a little like, you know, beating the boss in golf. You just don't do this if you expect going working.
Yeah, although I expect that the kids could care less.
Well, this is probably true.
They'll get married whenever they want it. Say, yesterday on Boone Erickson's show in the afternoon, someone had called and asked if LBJ was coming to the wedding tomorrow.
As a matter of fact, there's still some speculation in the way, didn't there?
So we called the White House.
Did you?
Well, yeah, live on the air.
What did he say?
We got a curt reply. Nothing. Well, we asked for the president, but we didn't get through to him. I can understand that. I guess he was busy. I suppose he is busy these days.
I would imagine.
Yeah, so we talked to one of the aides, and they said they really didn't know. But the story before was that definitely he was going to Texas for the weekend. Now they're being a little evasive about it. At least when we call, they didn't say exactly one way or the other. So I wonder if he might sneak into town and go to the wedding and sneak out again.
Well,
if it's possible for a president to be sneaky.
Well, I don't know about that. I know the FBI checked out St. Olaf's pretty thoroughly. I parked in Russell Thompson lot there in the corner.
Yeah.
Right by St. Olaf's Church. And,
of course, they would do that for
the boys working around the parking lot. They were telling us how the FBI was checking out the St. Olaf's Church preparatory to the wedding. Mm-hmm. They would do this, of course, for Humphrey as well as for LBJ. So I'm afraid I'm not very helpful on that score.
Well, don't they do it for you?
No.
Apparently
nobody cared.
Oh, yes, I have the FBI and Secret Service. They check ahead before wherever I go.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes now past 6, CCO temp is 55 degrees.
What kind of a mention did you get on the Godfrey show? Carmel says, how's Maynard's piece? And Howard said, fine, you know.
And she didn't ask about me?
Just ask Howard. Just ask Howard.
Didn't she say, how's Roger?
She didn't say that.
Really?
Oh. She said, She said, how's everybody with one of those throwaway lines, you know.
But of course you have a little Irish in you, that's why.
Well, this is true.
But I think I'm Irish.
I think one of the reasons that Carmel likes me is because she's been on my potluck show half a dozen times, and she does some very lovely things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We played her records and like that.
Yeah. Well, good macaroni doesn't grow on trees anyway. That's all I got to say.
That's a logical follow-up.
It's made from a rare kind of wheat. Cream Metz, the macaroni that's so great because the folks who make it insist on a special wheat that's grown only in a very exclusive area near the Red River of the North. And this wheat has the color of gold, but it's hard like flint. And it gives Cream Metz macaroni the clean, lean taste of protein people prefer. So now you know where Cremettes are born, up near the Red River of the North. And you probably know, too, that Cremettes macaroni makes a delightful but inexpensive dish That takes just 7 minutes from package to platter. Sure, they're wonderful with a gourmet sauce, but they're also great with just a pat of butter. And Cremettes are so versatile as a side dish, main course, casserole, or salad. You want appetite appeal in your family meal? Look for Cremettes, the macaroni with a clean, lean taste of protein. Cremettes in that famous green box. Good heavens, I've goofed off here and got backed up in commercials. We got yakking about weddings and stuff.
Well, weddings take a bit of time, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to have to miss our morning hymn on account of it. But we did mention church a couple of times.
Well,
How about if I play two hymns tomorrow?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay.
I'm in favor of that.
Tomorrow morning. Remember this, 22 minutes past 6, 55 degrees. Dinner tonight might be even better if you can enjoy all the advantages of efficient, modern-made appliances from Plywood, Minnesota. Modern Made is the easy clean appliance. All gas and electric cooktops lift up like the hood of a car. All burners simply pop right out. All oven doors slide right off, and the seamless interior is dark blue for easy cleaning. Modern Made from Plywood, Minnesota, the only electric appliance you can buy that guarantees every single electric element for as long as you own the stove. Modern Made from Plywood, Minnesota, the only gas appliance you can buy where every single broiler has infra-ray. The new, fast, splatter-free way to broil with gas. You can see Modern Made appliances at the new Betty Crocker Kitchens, and the brand new Betty Crocker Kitchens, you know, seven in all, are having their grand opening in their new quarters at General Mills on Highway 12 and County Road 18. And the public opening is scheduled for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, August 26th, 27th, and 28th. Modern Made appliances are sold by Plywood, Minnesota. 23 past 6, CCO temp 55. There he is.
Morning, Howard.
I got a flock of tapes here from...
Welcome back.
Tapes here, and I didn't get the job.
You didn't get the job,
I didn't get the job.
We thought you did a great job. A great job.
Oh, thanks,
yeah,
boy.
Man.
We're happy to have you back.
He didn't
time
get
for the
job.
State fair yet.
I thought he'd just stay in New York and take over the network show or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking of the state fair and I'm going to hurry back.
Yeah, he was thinking of the state fair and wanted to hurry back. And we appreciate that, Howard.
My George.
Well, it's...
As the fellow said to the girl in the bikini bathing suit, it's good to see you're back.
Yeah, that's right.
Top of the morning.
It hurts when I laugh.
Question.
Yes?
If there's still tread on your tires are still safe, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Hmm.
Your tires can still have tread on them and be unsafe.
How?
What about cuts and bruises? What about sidewall cracks?
Well, what do we do?
Drive in and see your Standard Oil dealer. He's having round tag tire values. Have him check your tires, even if you still have tread. It's free. Suppose you do need new tires.
Yes?
Have him sell you new Amoco 120 Super tires. Torture tested at 120 miles per hour so you can feel a lot safer doing 60.
Wow!
Prices? Nicest in a long time.
Wow! Round tag tire values.
At all participating Standard Oil dealers where you see the round tags. Drive in today. Get a better trade-in while there's still tread on your tires.
We'll do that.
Like we say, you expect more from Standard and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
Bye.
Good morning. Jim Hill here with a look at the latest news and weather on behalf of your full-service banker. Be sure to see your full-service banker for a checking account. Your full-service banker is your best financial friend. Clear skies this morning in CCO land mean it's going to be sunny again today. Well, that figures, and temperatures keep getting warmer. It'll be the same again tomorrow in the eastern half of the region, but cloudiness with isolated thunderstorms and cooler temperatures will move into the western Dakotas tonight, and they'll spread across much of the Dakotas and into northwestern Minnesota by tomorrow evening. Highs today mostly 80s and 90s, and lows tonight mostly in the 50s and 60s. The Minnesota forecast calls for more sun and warmer weather, and it'll get even warmer tomorrow. Highs today will range 76 to 84 in the northeast and 82 to 92 in the west and south, with lows tonight in Minnesota 54 to 62. At least cools off tonight, huh? For the Twin Cities, today another summer day. Fair and warmer temperatures will continue through tomorrow. Winds today will be southwesterly at 8 to 15 miles an hour. A high today of 88, a low tonight of 58. High tomorrow, 92. Low tomorrow night, 60. Beautiful state fair weather, huh? Yes, it is. Right now, it's 26 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning, and the temperature 55 degrees, a southerly breeze at 5 miles an hour. Humidity is 93%, the barometer 29.94, and steady skies are clear. 100 years ago, only a few people realized the advantages of a checking account. Most paid their bills the hard way. You trudged from the general store to the livery stable and across to the bootsmiths, paying your obligations in person. And even today, some people still insist on paying their bills this old-fashioned way. If you don't yet enjoy checking account convenience, consider these facts. With a checking account, you can pay all your bills by mail the easy way. You'll save time and effort. You won't have to risk losing cash, and your canceled checks are your legal receipts. Checking accounts are offered only by your full-service banker, the man who offers you loans for every purpose and savings accounts with a guaranteed rate of interest and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation protection. So, if you'd like to enjoy greater financial convenience, see the man who specializes in financial convenience, your full-service banker. See him for a checking account. Remember, your full-service banker is your best financial friend. There was a double plane crash in Fairmont, Minnesota last night. Two crop-dusting planes piloted by brothers crashed, killing 19-year-old James Ellsworth and very critically injuring his 21-year-old brother Gene. Officials say the two planes were spraying corn when James' plane stalled during a turn, plunged into the field, bursting into flames. Deputy Sheriff Richard Evenson says Gene apparently panicked and his plane nosedived into the ground and flipped onto its top but did not catch fire. Their father, Lloyd, is the operator of the Fairmont Airport. A two-car collision in Wisconsin killed three persons overnight. They were 26-year-old Mrs. Gloria Knox of Oconomowoc, her 1-year-old daughter Vicky, and 27-year-old Kenneth Pulls of Rural Hurricane. In Minnesota, the latest fatalities were a 4-month-old Minneapolis girl, Cheryl Rones, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Conrad R. Rones, and 43-year-old Milo Langness of St. Paul. Grim news this morning. In Saigon, two American Air Force jet fighter planes mistakenly dropped napalm bombs on American soldiers in Vietnam, and reports say as many as 7 were killed and more than 20 were wounded. And that's a look at the latest news and weather. Jim Hill here for your best financial friend, your full-service banker. And now, this morning at 6:29, a special for Don Peterson.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Don Peterson.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, it was Don Peterson's birthday on Wednesday, and being the modest type fellow he is, he didn't tell me about it, and I didn't learn of it in time. So for Don Peterson, happy birthday, and boy, he's having some birthday prices, some low prices on those 1966 Mercury or Comet at Peterson Mercury, 3815 East Lake Street. Yes, Don Peterson's got them. Mercury, Park Lanes, Montclairs, Monterey's, Comet, Calientes, Cyclones, Capris, 202s, hardtops, convertibles, station wagons, all at low, low prices. Peterson has to sell these 66s, and he needs room for the 67s. So your price on a 66 Mercury or Comet will be even lower when you figure the generous trade-in allowance you get on your present car. Peterson will quickly arrange easy bank terms, terms so generous that they almost make a paying it a pleasure. Don Peterson has been selling a car since 1938, and in those 28 years, he's always stayed to the line, you must be satisfied. You will be satisfied when you drive a bargain. Your 1966 Mercury or Comet from Peterson Mercury, 3815 East Lake Street.
I know a bird lover who sends cough syrup to whooping cranes.
Huh?
Studio St. Paul in Minneapolis at 830 WCCO.
Farm and Home News Time brought to you by
IH International Harvester. The people who bring you the machines that work.
Hill here for Harvester, and how are you this morning? It's another beautiful morning. Going to be a nice state fair opening? Yeah, well, in a sense, yes, the fair has a preview opening today, starting at noontime. You get in for half price, and, of course, the grandstand show tonight, and the highlight of that being, preceding the grandstand show, the crowning of the new Princess K of the Milky Way. Oh, that's going to be good. Governor Ulvog's going to be there this evening. A special rededication ceremonies of the conservation building because of the renovation that's taken place there, as you heard the other day on the air. So it's going to be a good evening, and then, of course, we'll be seeing you starting tomorrow morning at the WCCO Radio Booth Studio 7, and we hope you will stop to see us. And as far as International Harvester is concerned, I'll be up there for the 1:30 show every day. Ah, yes, stop at the 1:30 show. They're going to have some arena shows there at Harvester again, and some real surprises for you, believe me. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Be sure to make International Harvester's exhibit one of your stops, your first stop, if necessary, at the Minnesota State Fair. And I'll be at the 1:30 show. Tell you a little more about that a little later. The annual Homecoming Festival will be held at St. Joseph's Educational Center in Delano, Minnesota, on Sunday, this coming Sunday. A turkey dinner with all the trimmings served between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. And they have a large dining hall, no waiting or crowding. And there'll be entertainment, refreshments, and a bake sale. The public most cordially invited. Thanks from the Reverend Hansel, pastor, and Mrs. Gnitka, the publicity chairman. So have a fine time at St. Joseph's at Delano on Sunday. The New York stock market closed lower yesterday after an early rally faltered. And the market had showed a rise the previous day, you know, but down again yesterday. Let's see, the Dow Jones averages, 30 industrials closing 792.09, down 746. Rails 198.62, down 226. Utilities 122.72, unchanged in 65 stocks, 276.34, down 236. With sales, 6,760,000 shares. So there you are. Now, in the grain trade, well, I'll give you that story in a minute or two. I think we have Bill Wittenberg standing by at South St. Paul's Livestock Market Institute to tell us what happened there. And, Bill, I understand things weren't as prosperous as you'd like to have seen them. What's the story?
Well, good morning, Jim. Hi, everybody. Yesterday's trade action over here in South St. Paul, a little on the soft side with a softer undertone coming out of all divisions of the trade. That cattle division featuring a steady to 25-cent lower trend on the slaughter steers and heifers, but still we did note those well-finished steers up to 26.5 on the high end. The choice kind sold from 25.25 to 26. In the trading on heifers, a 25.50 top on the well-finished kinds, and the choice heifers from 24 to 25. Cows, the bulls, the veal calves all earned steady prices, although we did note a little pressure on the beef cows, 18 to 19 on those beef cows, 16.5 to 18 on the canners and cutters, a $24 top on the bologna bulls, and 37 cents a pound, the high money on the selected veal calves. In the sheep and lamb division, well, the slaughter lambs dipped 25 to as much as 50 cents lower. The rest of the trade was pretty much of a steady affair. 24.5 to 25.25 took the choice in prime spring slaughter lambs. There were slaughter ewes up as high as 6.5 and some feeder lambs that sold as high as 23. The real soft spot came out of the hog division, where the buyers backed away from these seasonally high prices that we've been talking about for the past few weeks. Sales in the yesterday's trade action, Jim, dipping unevenly 50 to 75 cents to as much as a full dollar lower on the butcher hogs. The sows looked 50 to 75 cents lower, and the feeder pigs declined a full half a dollar. 25.25 was high money on the lean and meaty hogs, and that came in the early trade yesterday. Average to good hogs sold all the way from 24.25 to 25. The light underfinished hogs, 23.5 to 24.50. There were some sows up around 23.5 on the high end of that trade, with most of the supply from 19 to 22.75, and the feeder pigs from 22.5 to 23.50. That's the way the trade action rolled along yesterday, Jim. Now, what are we going to be dealing on in this morning's trade session?
Bill, you'll see 2,500 cattle at South St. Paul today, along with 400 calves, 4,000 hogs, 800 sheep. Chicago, 5,000 cattle, 4,000 hogs, 300 sheep. That was the complete estimate, wasn't it? Raj, there wasn't anything special today. I guess they had a little holdover on the lutefisk, and boy, I hope they get rid of it today. One way or another, they'll get cited for pollution if they don't. Well, anyway, then the grain trade, yesterday we saw spring protein premium 17% up a penny a bushel. Winter wheat was down one. Choice hard amber durum lows down three. And mediums highs down 3 cents a bushel. Soybeans dropped 6 cents. Corn down one. Rye down two. Malting barley better types unchanged. The balance slow unchanged down four. Soybeans 3.58¾. Last winter you were asking me whether they were going to hit $3. Flax, $3.18 a bushel. Rye, $1.19, $1.24.5. Oats, $0.67, $0.72. Corn, $1.40.5. 16% protein, $2.03.5, $2.06.5. 13% at $2.02.5, $2.06.5. Turkey market is firm. Hen and Tom prices are moving a bit higher now. Supply is barely adequate. Most processors are nearly full-time scheduled, though. And the young hens quoted at mostly 22 cents a pound. Young Tom's mostly 21. Fryer roasters, 21 and a half. Breeders at 18. Egg market in Minnesota farms, a grade A large, 33 to 36 cents a dozen. Mediums and B's, 26 to 29. C's and smalls at 12 to 18. Say, don't you dare buy a 60-horsepower tractor until you've tried the new one from International Harvester. Now, in construction and hydraulics, it's patterned after that big league IH-706. But it's the new Farmall 656. Well, it's a heavyweight, six-cylinder ability, but for less money than some of the other people get for four-cylinders. Now, it has a big, easy-stroking engine. They hold it down to 1,800 RPM, so you get power without strain, and it pulls a four-bottom plow without lugging. Has a new sliding gear transmission, too, shifts like the car. 10 separate speeds with, of course, the optional and the most famous torque amplifier. Just a light pull on TA, you know, cut speed a third, but gives you pull power up to 45% more. No stopping to clutch a shift, either. And then there's the hydrostatic power steering, the power shift, independent power takeoff, the deluxe seat. That's all standard equipment. Oh, sure, there are some good tractors in that 60-horsepower size, but I'll tell you, that new Farmall 656 outweighs, outpulls, and outclasses them all, and you let your IH dealer show you 60 of the biggest horses you ever saw. The new 656 from International Harvester. The people who bring you the machines at work. Stop at State Fair. We'll tell you more about it. Well, August, I bet you're all set and ready to go. You know they've got a new International Harvester Cub Cadet for you at State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no shifting. Automatic transmission.
Automatic transmission.
And number 123. Yeah, that's you. Oh, you boy. And even Tina can drive that one.
Yeah, well, I need that.
That's
really going to be something, I tell you, because I got lots of jobs to do around the farm. I got to get the newsmen to different places.
Right.
And I got to get around and talk to all the politicians who'll be around there.
Oh,
you know.
You'll be busy. Yeah. Well, I talked to Mr. Hudson the other day, and he said, well, you tell August to bring his 7 Cub Cadets in, and we'll give him the 7 new ones. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be in business.
Yep. U.S. Well, you know, I got to maybe use that, see if that's, I should be able to use that to take hold of Sandequist to the fair because she's being hired for the fat lady again.
She's been, now be careful. It's got power, lots of power. It's got a big trailer, too.
Oh, trailer, maybe that's what we need,
Because
you know Hulda.
Yeah, well, yes. Oh, she's pleasingly plump.
Yeah, pleasingly plump, boy. Yeah. They pay 2 bits a shot just to get in to see her. She has to put on a girdle to get into a bathrobe. That's how.
No.
Yeah, that's how fat she is.
Is that bad, lady?
I remember when she was younger, we were in high school together. You guys used to talk about taking her out, you know.
Yes.
One time I was taking her out. And,
did you go with Hulda a few times?
Yeah. I wanted to tickle her under the chin, but I couldn't decide which one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And she kept growing. Oh, boy, did she grow.
Well, of course, you know, women aren't the same.
Huh?
Women aren't the same.
Ain't the same?
No, they used to be girls.
No, that's true. Yeah. When she wore a red earring, she looked like the back of a Greyhound bus.
No.
Yeah.
With a
stoplight
on. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so you come over and see Hulda down there in the midway, won't you?
Okay. You take her down there in the Cub Cadet, then.
Okay,
all right. Now, let's serenade her with some music.
That'll be a good test, I'll tell you, of that Cub Cadet.
If it gets pulled through on that one.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah, you really
20 to 7 and 55 degrees.
I bet you want a polka, don't you?
Yeah, well, what am I going to get?
Well, I don't know, because I've been back talking with Wyken, just returned from
the
network, you see, and I forgot all about music. He was telling me all about the network, so I didn't get this ought to be interesting.
You ought to be interesting. We got some music.
Oh, this is a dandy.
This is a dandy.
Yeah, he just showed me what it is.
Yeah, I guess so. It's something that Tina's going to take to State Fair.
Oh, this is a good
dill
one.
Pickle. Enough of the dill pickles. You'll have to see the rest at the buildings at the State Fair on the exhibit. That was some of August music. Tina sent it along, and boy, she makes good dill pickles, too. You know, yesterday morning we were visiting with Willard Ham, the agricultural extension agent at Eau Claire, Wisconsin, talking about the junior livestock show that had just been completed there in Eau Claire. Well, there are some more shows coming up. The Central Show is set for September 6, 7, and 8 at the Adams County Fairgrounds. The Northeastern Show, of course, will be again held at the Brown County Fairgrounds in De Pere. That's September 19, 20, 21. And the Southern Show in Madison, Wisconsin, October 3, 4, and 5, the Dane County Fairgrounds. So attend those shows if you can. I had a question the other day. Oh, you want to know what time it is? It's time to get up. 18 minutes to 7 o'clock it is, and 55 degrees. Going to be a beautiful day, up to 88 today, under clear skies. I had a question the other day about, someone said, whatever happened to that McGovern bill on parity prices? Well, you remember the Senate passed the farm parity resolution without objection, and that was way back on June 16th. And as you know, it was sponsored by Senator McGovern and 42 co-sponsors. And the Senate concurrent resolution 88 maintains that government agencies should not take any action to prevent a farm commodity from rising to full parity price. And in a report accompanying the resolution, it was contended that food prices should be permitted to rise to protect consumers against future shortages. The average American spends 18.2% of his disposable income for food. And if farm prices rose to full parity, this would only boost the average food bill to 19.4%. The report stated, and in 1965, other disposable income going for food, 5.3% went to the farmer. So that's the answer to that question. Here's the answer to some more questions. I'll tell you, I'm driving something. You're going to see it at State Fair. Oh, it is something cute. The new Scout 800 Sport Top. Can you imagine that? The International Scout Go Anywhere Scout convertible yet? Yes, I got the light yellow, Tahitian yellow, I think they call it. And I got the name on the side and the whole bit for a few days. So when you're at the State Fair, will you stop and see the Scouts, too, at the International Harvester Exhibit, the farm equipment show there? The International Scout Sport Top, number 800. Oh, it's a beauty. You see it around town, give me a whistle and I'll let you take a good look at it, huh? All right, also I want to tell you it's coming up on 16 minutes to 7 and 55 degrees. I see the stars back, Viking. He looks about the same as when he left. A little, yeah, it looked a little greener in the pocket. But when you pick an IH number 55 forage harvester, you get more capacity. And you get finer cut. You get more economy and convenience for your money than with any other forage harvester. And you're going to be filling silo, probably getting started on that very soon. So will you see that IH number 55 forage harvester? Believe me, this is the harvester you need for full capacity to fill those silos in a hurry. See the number 55 forage harvester from IH. The people who bring you the machines that work. And that's the story, and that's it. We got to make room for Viking. Now, better be on time, too, or else. You know, he's used to being on time.
Used to being on time.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Now, our morning Jim Dandy.
You know the couple that got married? They were a perfect pair.
Perfect pair.
Yeah, she was a hypochondriac, and he was a pill.
Oh,
now meet Lucky Strike Green.
Shake hands with L.S. Green today. Shake hands with L.S. Green, the finest menthol cigarette that you have ever seen. You know that this tobacco is just the kind you like. For the L and the S in L.S. Green, they stand for Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike Green, the fine tobacco cigarette with menthol, LSMFT. Lucky Strike is the brand that made fine tobacco famous, and it's making a name for menthol, too.
Shake hands with LS Green today, and you'll see what we mean. For the smoothest taste you've ever known, shake hands with LS Green.
Lucky Strike Green, filter tip, the fine tobacco cigarette with menthol.
And now returning from an extended engagement in New York, here he is, Howard Viking.
Oh, brother. I tell you. It's great to be back, I tell you.
We were proud of you, Howie.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Studio 5 with laryngitis and the sneezes and what's all out, the flu and what's wrong.
Oh, everybody has colds and, you know.
Uh-huh.
But,
Had a great time. It was quite an experience.
They were anxious to hear about it.
Yes, well, I could talk about it later on this morning, and they let me tape this morning show because otherwise we couldn't have had Jane Morgan and Virginia Graham on together. So that's why I'm back today, and the show is on tape today.
Well, it was great, Howie.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. Quite an experience. No theme this morning, Art. It's 13 minutes till 7. Twin City temperature's 55 degrees. The wind is southwest, 4 miles an hour.
The bank that gives you the most for your money. F&M. F&M.
Farmers and Mechanics offers you three ways to save. The easiest is passbook savings, paying 4.25% annually, compounded quarterly. The highest bank rate on passbook savings in town. They're also paying this rate on F&M special statement account, for which you carry a wallet-sized card instead of a passbook. And when you want higher bank interest, you can take advantage of F&M's third way to save, investment deposit accounts which earn 4.65%, paid semi-annually on multiples of $1,000. Remember, at F&M, you get more than just interest on your money. You get F&M's special interest in you.
Farmers and Mechanics.
Hey, Jim, listen to this.
What's that?
Tight Money brings a bonanza to some Oklahoma farmers.
Good.
Those with clear title to farmland can borrow up to $150 an acre from the State School Land Commission at a bargain 4.5% interest rate. They use the money to invest or lend out for a higher return. State officials expect to approve $1 million in loans this month, but have a backlog of 6 million more applications.
It'll be a rush to Oklahoma, I can see that. Better than oil.
It's 11 and a half minutes till 7, Twin City temperature 55 degrees. If someone asked you to name the home appliance you'd miss most if you suddenly didn't have it anymore, what would you say? Your kitchen range or your steam iron? Dad might say his electric shaver. But I feel that the appliance, if you can call it that, most folks would miss more than anything would be their telephone. Just think of the hundreds of ways you save time and travel around town by using your telephone. And how about when it brings you the voice of a far-off relative or friend whom you haven't seen for a long, long time? That's the time when a telephone is such a blessing. Why, far-off voices sound so close, it's almost like being in the same room. And it costs so little to call long distance, especially each evening after 8 and all day on Sundays. Why not make a note right now to make a long-distance call this very evening to someone you miss? It'll be the high spot of your whole day, believe me. I wanted to call you many times from New York after 8 o'clock when rates are lower, Bob, because I missed you so. And Joyce.
Well, I don't miss anybody. I had a girl in high school I kind of miss.
I don't think I heard him right, I hope. Well, we had a big wedding about 3 weeks ago, Lucy and Pat Nugent. We have another big wedding coming up this Saturday, right in the Twin Cities, when Vice President Humphrey's son and Donna Erickson get married. And this could be the case again of the parents of the bride, you suppose?
Erickson's into everything.
He is?
He can change his voice so easily.
Was this Erickson again?
That's what you said.
All right. Here now, Donna Erickson. Oh, it's another Erickson. But here now is the parents of the bride, and he's singing there, taking a bath, I guess.
Give me a home world above.
Vince, you've been in that bathroom for over an hour. What are you doing in there?
Taking a bath.
Well, you better get out. You don't want to look all croony for the wedding. You don't know the address?
Well, nobody sent me an invitation.
The parents of the bride. 7 minutes till 7, Twin City temperature 55.
Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now. Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now.
There's a big year-end clearance going on at your nearby Plymouth dealers. A red-hot wind-up on one of his best years ever. Special savings on all his remaining 66 Plymouths. Furies, Belvederes, Valiants, and Barracudas. So make your move to a new Plymouth right now. Get there before the Plymouth you want is gone. Get there while there's still a choice of model, color, and options at big cleanup savings. Get to your Plymouth dealers now and ride with the winner, Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now.
Check your clocks. It's 6 minutes till 7, and Bob will be here in 1 minute with the weather news.
Pardon me. Do you realize that a lot of people wait until the tread is gone before they think about new tires? Did you know that?
Well?
Wasting good money. While there's still tread left, they get more on a trade-in.
Where?
Glad you asked. Your Standard Oil dealer's featuring round tag tire values. While you've still got tread is when you should buy new tires. More trade-in money.
Go on.
Go to your Standard Oil dealer.
Yes?
Get him to sell you new Atlas Plycrons. The round tire that rolls at least 3,000 miles further than most new car tires. Round tag tire values. Bet you it's the best tire deal you can find.
Great.
Oh, another thing. Got a Standard Oil credit card?
Mm-hmm.
Use it. Or if you don't, ask about instant credit. Round tag tire values at participating Standard Oil dealers. You expect more from Standard and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
So long.
It's 6:55 and time for the Land O'Lakes Weather Show.
Here's wishing you a good morning, wishing you a happy day from Land O'Lakes, the people who make dairy foods as fresh and new as the morning dew. From Land O'Lakes, here's Bob D. Haven, bringing you the morning weather from Land O'Lakes.
It's going to be sunny and warmer in CCO land again today, girls, and in the eastern half of the region tomorrow. But cloudiness, isolated thunderstorms, and cooler temperatures will move into the western Dakotas tonight and reach into northwestern Minnesota by tomorrow night. Highs today mostly in the 80s and 90s. North Dakota will be mostly fair and warmer today and tonight, turning partly cloudy with a few showers in the west tomorrow. Highs today 87 to 94 and lows tonight 55 to 62. Fair and warmer in South Dakota today and also tonight and the eastern half tomorrow. The west will get occasional cloudiness with a few showers tomorrow. Highs today, South Dakota, 88 to 98 and lows tonight, 56 to 64. Iowa will be warmer and sunny today and again tomorrow. Highs today in the 80s with lows tonight in the 60s. In Wisconsin, sunny and warm weather today and fair and a little warmer tonight and tomorrow. Highs today 78 to 85 and lows tonight 57 to 64. Minnesota Aviation forecast of weather. The skies will remain generally clear today. Visibilities will be mostly unlimited except locally 1 mile in ground fog over northeastern Minnesota until mid-forenoon. The surface winds will be west to southwesterly at 5 to 10 knots, increasing to locally 15 knots by early afternoon and decreasing during the evening. What is the most popular candy of all, says Bob at this time of day? Well, I guess caramel would rate high on the list. And ice cream? Well, vanilla tops them all. So what did Land O'Lakes do but combine both in one great big ice cream? Land O'Lakes Marble Cream Caramel. The taste is spectacular. Delicious caramel and rich creamy vanilla ice cream swirled together like marble. Both flavors are at their very best because Land O'Lakes takes the sweetest, freshest cream and makes it into ice cream fresh every day. So you see, it's not ordinary ice cream, but it costs no more than ordinary ice cream. Remember that. Treat the folks at your house to Land O'Lakes Marble Cream Caramel Ice Cream soon. Comes in handy half-gallon and gallon cartons. You'll find it at Red Owl stores at the Crystal Shopping Center and Maryland and Prosperity in St. Paul. Also, the Osseo Farm Market and all Twin Cities Country Club markets. Weather for the state of Minnesota, sunny, warmer weather, even warmer tomorrow. Highs today will range from 76 to 84 in the northeast, 82 to 92 in the west and south. Lows tonight from 54 to 62. For the Twin Cities today, another summery day. Fair and warmer temperatures will continue through tomorrow. Winds today southwesterly at 8 to 15 miles an hour. The high today 88, low tonight 58, high tomorrow 92, low tomorrow night 60 degrees. Temperature now in the Twin Cities is 56. Wind southwest at 4, humidity 90, pressure 29.96 and rising, and the sky is clear. Minot has 58 degrees this morning, Grand Forks 53, Alexandria, Minnesota 56, St. Cloud 54, Rapid City 58. Redwood Falls has 58, so does Rochester. Sioux Falls 59, Mason City 60, International Falls 57, Duluth the same, Eau Claire 54, and La Crosse has 60 degrees. For the Twin Cities again, the temperature is 56, and that's the very latest. Well, stay tuned in. I'll be back at 7:15 with local and regional news. And at 12:25 this noon for Land O' Lakes. Yes, giving you this wish.
From Land O' Lakes, the people who make dairy food that's fresh and new as the morning dew.
Do you want to make your retirement more secure, as worry-free as you thought retirement could be? Ask about the Check a Month plan at
Northwestern National Bank. May we help you today?
You can vote on Minnesota candidates and see your secret ballot counted at the state fair with WCCO Radio and the League of Women Voters. And we'll see you at the fair. Beginning tomorrow, we'll be at the fair at Studio 7.